I am untouchable. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am untouchable. Can you say of yourself that you are untouchable? Can you say of yourself, you are so self-confident, you are so secure in who you are so assured that you are a good person, you're a nice person, you like yourself? Can you say that of yourself? Very few people can. Very few people can, because everyone seems to be touched from time to time. They're touched by having their buttons pushed by other people in their world. They're touched by all sorts of circumstances that come up in their life and seem intolerable, just seem that they cannot handle it. It is beyond their means to handle, and they fire off. Stop that! Don't you do that to me! And you see anger and frustration and general mistreatment of themselves and others. Now, if you can, and if I can, realize life is a game. And as a game, it should be played. And as a game, it should be played not with frustration and anger, but with skill and genius. So when you say to yourself, I am being touched by something, they're pushing my button, then you say to yourself, no one pushes my button except me. I am the only one, and I push my button, and my button always is, I have one button, and that button is, I am a very good person. I like me. That's the button. I'm a very good person. I like me. Now, if anyone comes along and compliments that button and says, gee, Herb, you're a nice guy. Gee, Herb, it's fun to talk to you. Gee, Herb, you got so many interesting things going on. Herb, tell me what it is that goes on in your world that makes it so fascinating. And I say, it's my game of life. Your game of life? Yes, the game of life that I am playing by my choice of who and what I am and what touches me. Now, you see, all of life is what touches me. All of life is what touches us. It's just a matter of how we are touched by anything in life, and theoretically and desirably and hopefully it'll always be something good. But how are we touched by anything? When a dog growls at you, do you immediately say, that terrible dog? Or do you say, I love all dogs. Hi there, Pooch, how are you? And do you turn your love onto that puppy dog so that that puppy dog can't growl at you because there's nothing to growl at? You might have had an unhappy thought in your mind that passed through and you weren't even noticing it, but the dog noticed it. He noticed that you had some unhappiness in you, some touchability in you, and he went for the jugular vein. Wow! And people do that too. They don't always realize they're doing it, just like the dogs don't realize why they're angry. They just know they don't like this person. They don't like this situation the way it is. Now, 10 seconds later, the person can be a very loving person. He can take charge and say, I like me. Hi, puppy dog, how are you? And that puppy dog will, 10 seconds later, change. Burglars can come into people's houses to rob them. But if the burglars are afraid of dogs, the dogs chase them away. But if the burglars are friendly to dogs, and they come with doggy little treats in their pockets and stuff like that, and they give them to the dog, the dog is their best friend, and the dog shows them where everything is, you know? We think, oh, yes, 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 that dog is going to chase everybody away. It's going to chase only those people away who don't like themselves, who are touchable, who feel that they're doing something wrong. Now, a burglar doesn't feel he's doing something wrong. He feels he's doing something that he wants to do. He feels he's doing something that he's training himself to do. He's doing something that is going to bring him some rewards. Now, legally, it may be right or wrong, and of course, it's wrong, and socially, it might be wrong, but the thing is, he thinks, well, this is my daily work. I'm a burglar. I'm a terrible person. I'm not a terrible person. I'm a burglar. And I go out in society, and I let people look at me and talk to me, and they have no idea what my trade is. They have no idea what my business is. And you see, how can you be touched or not touched? How can you live your life in a beautiful, wonderful way where you are untouchable? Well, the burglar is untouchable. Oh, he's touchable when he gets caught. But he is skillful in being untouchable. Now, we can be skillful in being untouchable. People come up to us, and like the burglar, the dog comes up, he gives him a treat. People come up to us, and they are angry with us for something, and we don't know what it is, or maybe we do know what it is, but we don't want to let that get to us. We don't want to let that bother us. They cannot push our button. So we just immediately turn around and turn on the charm. Turn around and say, hi, how you doing today? It's so wonderful to see you. You know, I was just thinking about you. I was just thinking about the good times we had together or whatever, something to stimulate a happy attitude. It's a treat. You see, you want to give the person a treat instead of returning anger for anger. And when you give them a treat, then they become your buddies, like the dog. It becomes your buddy. Now, what do you want out of life? Are you smart enough to handle a dog? Some people are not. Some people get bit by dogs. Some people are frightened by dogs because they don't know how to be a dog's friend. Basically, they don't know how to be their own friend. To be your own friend is when you are in charge, when you are balanced, when you are harmonious, when you are a person who knows what's going on in your world. Now, I receive telephone calls and emails and letters and requests from people all over the world who are shook up, who are unbalanced, who are inharmonious, that is, not harmonious, who are living a life with all sorts of physical frustrations, all sorts of bodily ailments, all sorts of pains and aches, and they don't know why. And I tell them, it's your balance. You're out of balance. You're not harmonious with yourself. You're not in love with yourself. You're able to be touched by the world around you. Now, but, and they will complain to kingdom come to tell you that they are not touched. They are untouchable. They are loving people. And I say, okay, the evidence speaks for itself. The evidence of your inharmonious body, your body that has aches and pains that you can't figure out why it comes, you're hearing things that are making you unhappy. Now, let's just look at this as a game. Now, if you're playing the game of chess, you've got to know the rules. And if you're going to play it with any enjoyment, you play by the rules. And if you're going to play it with any magic, you're going to play by skillfully knowing the rules and applying the rules. Now, this same thing applies to being touched. You are touched in a world by all sorts of circumstances. And people look at you and say, oh, you're so touchable. I'm going to press your button. You are an easy choice, an easy mark. Well, circumstances in life look at you and say you're an easy mark. When you are not in balance, you can be shook off your pedestal very easily. Your pedestal of your ideal spirit, mind, and body. But when you're balanced, nothing can shake your pedestal. Nothing can shake your balance. Nothing can shake you up. You are harmonious with yourself. You have a pain in your body. Say, for instance, you have tinnitus. You have a ringing in your ears and you have a banging in your ears. It's only because you're being touched somewhere in your life. Somewhere, something is touching you and irritating you. Something is causing you to be out of sync in your body. Now, it's not there all the time. Oh, maybe with some people it's there quite a bit of the time, but that's because they're really out of sync. Now, how do you get back in sync? How do you learn to play the game of chess and play it wisely and well with skill? How do you learn to play the game of life and play it wisely with skill? How do you learn to be untouched by the world and play it wisely with skill? You learn to be untouched in the world by loving yourself and saying, I like me, I like me, I like me so much. Loving yourself. And when anyone speaks to you, you are so blind to anything other than the fact that you love yourself, that if someone says something negative to you, you cannot even respond to it because it does not mean anything in your life. It's like a million feathers flying in the breeze. They mean nothing, but one little feather comes and lands on your nose, and that means everything. The million feathers are how the world is, how the games are being played. Not that they're good, not that they're bad, but it's just the games that are being played. And when you allow one feather to land on a sensitive part of your being, and you're aware of it, then that feather is there. It's like the bugs are in the air, and a mosquito lands on your shoulder or on your nose, and you swat it even when it hurts, but you want to catch that mosquito. Well, you don't want to really catch that mosquito. You just want to send it away. And so what does a horse do? A horse shakes its flesh. It shakes its hide, and the mosquitoes and bugs go away from it. Oh, they come back, but it shakes its hide every once in a while and makes itself feel comfortable. Well, now you and I, we can shake our hide. We can recognize that the feather is there, the mosquito is there, and we brush it off, and brush it off with love. The feather, it didn't mean any harm to you. It just was there. The mosquito didn't mean any harm to you. He just lighted on your nose. Now, maybe he was going to take a drink of your blood, but the thing is, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was just stopping there on his way to wherever he was going. And so you brush him off your nose with love and say, go where you want to, please. You go ahead now. I love you. And he cannot bite you. Oh, Herb, that's not true. Yes, it is. When you are so loving, when you are Mr. or Miss Charisma, nothing can touch you. Nothing can irritate you. Nothing can hurt you. If anything comes along that needs your attention to bring it into right balance, you do it harmoniously, beautifully, easily, joyfully, wonderfully. But if you just go through life irritated and irritated and irritated, not seeking out, and you don't need to seek it out, but not seeking out by saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, and just brushing the mosquito off your nose, brushing the feather off your nose, and just without irritation, just with like a dance, smoothly, harmoniously, joyfully, you are in balance, you are harmony, you are wonder. And all the world looks at you and says, wow, I like that person. Why do we like Obama so much as the president? You might have political ideas of why you don't like him, but why you have to like that man. You have to like him. Why did we like most of the presidents, if not all the presidents that we've had? Because they have charisma. They have balance. They have harmony. They like themselves. Oh, they may have work to do on the various programs that they're working on, but they have balance. They have harmony. A king, a queen, they certainly like themselves. A prince, he likes himself. He knows he's royal, he's wonderful. Well, you and I, we're royal and we're wonderful too. But we don't always know it. We're God, and we don't know it. Now we can know it. Now we can know it right now, today. We can start saying, I am in charge of my world. I am playing the game of my life with all the skill and all the genius and all the magic that I have within me. And as I play this game with all the wonderment and all the joy and all the magic that I have within me, I play it skillfully and beautifully. And all those things that irritated me and all those things that caused me distress fade away, because they're not real, they're not really important in my world, but they fade away. And as they fade away, what comes out? As they fade away, balance, harmony, peace, right action, love, joy, all that is good and beautiful remains. And those illusions of unhappiness, they just drift away, and you brush them off like a feather on your nose, and it's no longer there to touch you. It's no longer there to remind you that it's there, and you're back to normal again. But only because we used our skill at living our life fabulously and wonderfully. And you can do that. And you do that. And I do that. And we do that. And life is wonderful. The key to the game of being untouched is to say, I like me. And who can touch you when you like yourself? Only you. Only you. Only you. Only me. Have a lovely day. Have an untouchable day. Have a glorious, harmonious, balanced day. Your day, my day. And know that it's done because we put the cause in motion to have it be done. I love you. I love you. I love you.